The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. I'm running out of things to do with this.
You know what? When you run out and you start over, nobody will remember what you did in the very beginning of this. What is it called? What did you name your file?
Too much.
Too much. Hello, good morning. I'm Lynn.
I'm Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning on WTBR 89.7. And our email address is
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And I would like to first of all thank someone for sending us information on the cashew gravy. So remember we talked about vegan gravy. Which is made out of cashews.
Yes.
So just go on the internet and look for it. The things that I found out were you have to use fresh cashews.
Other than rotten ones, you mean? Or
yeah,
stale ones?
Stale ones. And salted cashews are better because you need that salted flavor.
Okay.
In the cashew gravy. Uh-huh. And we talked about food processor or blender. And the opinion was that the blender, I forgot the brand name, that heats up inside.
Okay.
Is better.
All
because
right.
it gets the gravy more smooth
okay.
than the food processor. But I had someone say that the food processor, if you do it for a long time, will work. But the heating up, I guess, helps it.
What's a long
cream
time?
I don't know, until it's creamy. So you do it with some chopped onion. You do the cashews. You can use raw cashews if you want that are unsalted or the salted. You put a lot of
raw cashews?
Raw cashews. You know, you can buy raw almonds. I don't really know what that means.
They're not cooked?
They're just right. You know, that's a very good question. I don't know. But
okay.
I know in the grocery store I've seen like raw almonds, or maybe it means they're not toasted or roasted.
Or they're not cleaned off.
I don't know. I would think for something like this, you might want them toasted or roasted because it just adds maybe some flavor. You put
okay.
in 3 whole garlic cloves.
Holy cow.
You like garlic?
I do, but
I do too.
3 whole cloves?
Yes, you need flavor. Some flour. There's some soy sauce thrown in there and some salt and pepper.
Don't forget the cashews.
So you and don't forget the cashews. And the blender is a KitchenAid, like we talked about before.
I've
they're pretty
those.
Expensive.
Yep.
But for those people who really like to whip stuff up really, really well, it's a really good blender from what
yep.
I'm told.
Yep.
And it's really yummy, yummy stuff.
Okay.
There you go.
We should try some.
Oh, we should. Maybe when we do our cooking show. So let's talk about some holidays, yeah?
Yeah.
May 30th. My bucket list got a hole. Remember we talked about May 30th?
Yes.
May 31st is Macaroon Day. June 1st is Say Something Nice Day.
Mm-hmm.
The 2nd is Leave the Office Early Day. How do you think your boss would feel about that?
Wouldn't give a day.
In his early 1 minute? Do people still... when people would clock in with a time card and a machine.
Yeah.
I wonder if people still have to like go on their computers and sign in to make sure they're not a minute late.
I have to do it on paper.
On paper?
Yeah, at the other station.
To say that you're in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then out.
So you could, but you can leave early.
I could, and then just fake the time.
The second is also National Donut Day. The third is Repeat Day. The third is Repeat Day. The third is Repeat Day. The fourth is Hug Your Cat Day. The 6th of June is Drive-In Movie Day.
Those are fun.
They are fun. The closest one here, I think, is Hollywood Drive-In over in New York State.
Oh, really?
There's not a drive-in theater here
anymore.
They're
almost extinct.
I know. They were so much fun.
They were.
I remember sitting outside, but you'd get eaten by mosquitoes.
Yeah, yeah.
So you had to come inside, and then you had that thing, that big metal thing you hung on the window.
That thing was huge.
And that was your speaker.
Yeah.
And that left a little crack.
Oh. In
you know, your window had to be open a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So the mosquitoes could still get in.
Yes, they could. I thought you meant a crack in the window.
No, I just don't like to get bit. Who does? Right?
Well, it depends on who's doing the biting.
All right. I know the kind of day we're going to have today. You know, let's do your true faults, and then I have something to share about being kind.
Okay. Number one. Crocodiles have no sweat glands, so they use their mouths to release heat. And number two, elephants are the only animals that can't jump. And number three, all spiders spin webs. Now, two are false and one is true.
All spiders spin webs. One is true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We will repeat those at the top of the second half of our show. And at the end,
the answers.
So we just talked about Be Kind Day, mm-hmm, Say Something mm-hmm, Kind Day. Mm-hmm. There's an app that I use on my phone. It's called Next Door. And I like it because it's neighbors around you who just communicate with things like, hey, do you know a good plumber? Hey, I just had my kitchen done over. Here's a picture of it. The guy did a great job. Hey, unfortunately, my cat is missing. Has anybody seen my cat?
Yep.
Things like that. Just nice stuff.
Yeah.
So you can post. And so I posted on there about a day that I had where I had a root canal and everybody in that office was so nice. How I went to Mazzio's and I went to the butcher and he was just really, really nice. And then the drive-up coffee guy was really, really nice. And then I had to change an appointment at a doctor's office and they were just really, really nice. And everybody was just nice that day. I had so many comments on that. And it was just so uplifting that people were just all saying.
She's tearing up.
How, you know, there is nice out there.
There is nice.
And I know there's not nice, but there's also nice.
I don't think people get up in the morning saying, yeah, I'm going to make this a day for somebody.
Well, last Thursday, I. No. No. Anyway.
All right.
Anyway.
Did you know a study from Harvard University finds that having no friends can be just as deadly as smoking? Both affect levels of a blood clotting protein.
Wow.
Yeah. So get some friends out there.
I'm glad that I have friends.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a scientific fact.
It's a scientific fact.
So if you don't have any friends, if you need friends, email us.
We can be your friends.
We can be your friends. We can be your friends.
And she's wondering about the voice.
So I had looked up some mind-blowing facts that hopefully you've never heard before.
That are true.
Well.
That's the same thing I got.
Yeah. Yeah, facts. Mm-hmm. Maybe so. Mm-hmm. Get this. Every C in the word Pacific is pronounced differently. So there are two. It says every. There are two. It says the English language is quirky, and one of the best examples is the way that we pronounce Pacific Ocean. Oh, there's three. Ocean.
You didn't say ocean in the beginning.
Oh, Pacific Ocean.
Don't even talk about English. Italian is.
Italian.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Two C's in a row? What do you call it?
I don't know, but I know a C is ch, and I know a ch is k sometimes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I'm sorry, Pacific Ocean 3. I'm glad you said that because it makes it much better.
Yeah.
It says, take your time and say it slowly. You'll notice the difference in all the C's.
Okay, so?
Pacific Ocean. Did it hurt your ear? She winced because I hurt her ears. Isn't that cool? So the first is an S sound. The second one is a K. And the third one is a SH. Think about people trying to learn English.
Oh, it's
that
a monster.
That is messed up. Who put all this together? Pacific Ocean.
I don't think they did it all at once.
No, it morphed.
I have some that are good and some that I had to look up because they were just so off the wall. But anyway, the same brain cycles that occur when sleeping still happen when you're awake, but in smaller sections, meaning parts of your brain are always falling asleep.
All the time?
Mm-hmm.
All day?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the same parts or different parts, but it could say a lot about some people.
I'm really experiencing that. Now that I am over 40, over 50, let's be real, I'm over 60.
I'm not going there.
So I wonder, so are they falling asleep all of the time, or do they wake and then fall asleep at different
times? Don't know.
Times,
I haven't looked that up, but I'm going to.
Okay.
Just when you want it. That word. It's sleeping.
Yeah, okay. That part of your brain is asleep. It's actually a good way to make excuses for yourself. Hey,
yeah.
That wasn't my fault. My brain fell asleep on that side.
Yeah, I was tired.
Hey, black apples. Have you ever had a black apple? Isn't that a strange concept?
I would throw it away.
We tend to think of apples as being red.
Sure. Or yellow.
But there are yellow and there are green.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Pink Lady. Oh, Pink Lady apples are so crispy and juicy.
Okay.
Pink Lady.
Okay.
But did you know that they are always black? There are also black apples. They're called black diamond apples. They're found in Tibet, and they are from the Hua Niu family of apples, the Hua Niu.
Sure.
Also known as Chinese red delicious apples.
Ooh.
Aside from their black outer color, actually, it says here they're a very, very dark shade of purple, which makes them almost look black.
False advertising.
So why don't they just call them dark purple apple?
I know.
They look just like other red delicious apples, and even the beautiful flesh inside is the same. So it's a dark purple. I bet it's a beautiful apple.
I'll bet you it tastes good, too.
Mm.
Now, let's see. I've got some goodies, but I'm trying to find one that I had to look up. Oh, the entire world population could fit in Texas, allotting 330 square feet per person. The area of Texas is about 262,000 square miles. And I read that, and I looked at that, and I said, no way. So I had to look it up. And the truth is, if we were to apply the same population density to the entire world, the land area required to accommodate the global population would be around 73,148,148 square miles.
My brain fell asleep. You started talking numbers. And my brain went...
Well, I can't fault you.
Texas is a big honking state.
It is.
In Texas, if you say, hey, let's go out and have something to eat, and they say, fine, where'd you want to go? And they say, we want to go to the Benny's Beef Barbecue. All right, it's 2 hours away. Oh, that close? All right, let's go. You know? I've
been
there.
People used to say that about me because I always lived in the country, and they always said, how long does it take you to get here?
Yeah. We've talked about my good friends in Tennessee. They live on a mountain. It takes them an hour to get to where they can really go shopping and the hospital.
But you get used to it.
You do. That's your life. They stock up on things, and it's beautiful up there, and it's quiet.
You don't take a lot of trips.
No. You figure it out.
You plan them.
Yeah. Butt-shaped robots.
Butt-shaped
robots.
As
are
in B-U-T-T?
B-U-T-T-shaped robots are used to test phones. If you've ever put your phone in the back pocket of your pants.
I'm thinking you had to put the phone in the butt.
No, I don't think that would be very good. No. That's poo-poo. So, if you ever put your phone, I never put my phone in my back pocket. Do you?
No.
So if you ever do,
I usually
put your
don't have back pockets
in your back pocket of your pants. You're probably aware that your backside poses danger to it. People often forget their phones are there when they sit down, which can result in a crushed or broken device.
Yep.
Or I'm afraid it can slip out of my pocket.
Yep. Or somebody could take it out.
Somebody could take it out. That's why Samsung uses butt-shaped robots to test their products. According to Business Insider, the Faubums, F-A-U-X, sit on Samsung phones over and over and over again to test their durability and their bending.
Well, what I'm wondering is some people's butts are bigger than others. And
yeah.
The dimensions have to be.
It would be.
Is there a standard?
Maybe they have different size butts. Yeah? Then you're talking about the firm butt and the squishy butt.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
The squishy butt might be better.
Actually.
Because there leaves some room for expansion. There leaves some room.
Oh, dangerous territory.
You know, for the room for the phone to be cushioned.
Oy, oy, oy. She's getting worse than I am. Woohoo. Okay. This is going to surprise you. It's not going to please you.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. All right.
30 of the first 31 popes were murdered.
Is that right?
Most of them were martyred. But not all causes of their deaths are known.
Is that right?
And I said to myself, that can't be true. And I
looked it up.
And it is true.
30 in a row?
It is true.
In a row?
Yep.
Why would anyone want to be Pope?
Exactly.
Why would, maybe number two might say, well, that was a fluke. And number three may say, no, you know, I'm going to go for this and that will never happen again. But when you're getting to 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, up to 10,
yep.
Wouldn't you be a little bit nervous
yep.
about that statistic?
I would be like, who's applying for this now? Who's paying the insurance on this now?
Crazy.
Oh, it's horrible.
Look, what century that was?
It was starting with Pope number one.
What year was that? Do we know?
Look at Wikipedia.
First Pope.
They have a whole list of who they were and how they passed. Yeah.
How they passed. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in looking that up, you go right ahead. You can email us and let us know what you found out.
Stuffingforus at gmail.com.
I have never heard that. That's a horrible, horrible thing.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. So following that, there are now giant pigs that are as heavy as a polar bear.
What?
So there are. In a farm deep in the southern region of China lives a very big pig that's as heavy as a polar bear, according to Bloomberg. The creature weighs a whopping 1,102 pounds. That's a lot of bacon.
Uh-huh.
Which is pretty impressive considering that the International Association for Bear Research and Management says adult male polar bears weigh anywhere from 880 to 1,320 pounds.
Good Lord.
The massive pig who is part of a herd that's being bred to become giant swine will eventually be sold for meat. You ready for this? Due to its size, it would be sold for $1,400. Doesn't sound like much, does it?
No, it should be more.
And for more trivia about, okay, blah, 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 blah. $1,400. So it really sounds, that doesn't sound like a lot.
A pound?
When you think about, well, it doesn't say that. $1,400. And then you think, okay, how much meat can they get out of that? And then how much money does selling the meat bring in?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
it must
mm-hmm.
be worth it. It must be worth it. I don't know. That's a big pig. That's a really big pig. That's when you buy one with your next door neighbor and you split it. But you don't have to worry about that, Bev.
No. Right? And I feel good because I can't be blamed.
Correct.
And the pigs won't come after
me. They will not come after you. You're safe. You are safe.
Speaking of China.
Yeah.
There are 10,000 underground nuclear bunkers in Beijing. Built during the Cold War. They were later sold as real estate and are currently inhabited by 1 million people.
Well, you know, if you don't need them and you can sell them and people can live in them. Here's the thing. I was talking to somebody the other day about bunkers because someone asked me if in real estate I'd ever seen anyone with a bomb shelter
mm-hmm,
in their
mm-hmm,
home, and I have.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, do we realize that when we have a bomb shelter and something happens that's catastrophic, when we come out, there's radioactive radioactivity that we won't survive. And I don't know that I would want to come out and see the desolation if it's that bad that I have to go to a bomb shelter. And see the desolation and the loss of life.
You'd have to say to your next generation, it's your turn, but not me.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. And I have. Have you ever seen a bomb shelter?
Yeah.
Pretty crazy when they're built right.
I've seen one that go underground and they've got a whole house-like setup.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right? How big was it?
Oh, huge. Had to be at least 2,000 square feet.
Is that right?
Yep.
That's huge.
Yep. And the house on top of it was not all that fancy or anything. It was just, you would never, ever think that it was there.
I can't believe you saw one of those like that.
Yep.
That sounds like something you'd see on television, not around here.
It's out west.
Out west.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you know the address?
No, but I had a good one here, and I lost it. So if you got another one, go ahead.
I do. Japanese golfers, they take their game very seriously.
Don't they take everything seriously?
They have hole-in-one insurance. So if you think that you take sports seriously, consider this. An estimated 4 million golfers in Japan make sure that they have hole-in-one insurance before they take a swing and have been doing so since the first such policy was offered in 1982.
So does this mean that if they do hit a hole-in-one, they get money?
Well, let's read on. Amateur players pay a premium of $65 a year for $3,500 in coverage. The extra cash comes in handy if a golfer nails the impressive feat and is then expected to celebrate by paying for food, drinks, and gifts, which can cost quite a bit.
Probably more than you're winning.
So the $3,500 is to pay for the party to celebrate your hole-in-one. Now, I don't know if here in the States there are hole-in-one parties, or do they just share a beer, you know, go and have beers after?
I think that's it, because Greg has done that before, and he said, you just, you know, glad, happy, everybody,
yeah.
And you have a beer. And
yeah. Japan has a party worth at least $3,500, according to this.
God. Since the death penalty was restored in 1976, the states of Washington and New Hampshire have returned to hanging as an available method of execution.
Oh, gosh.
The last one was in 1996.
1996.
Yeah.
They hung someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's barbaric.
Yep.
It is barbaric.
It's spooky.
I wonder what state that was in.
It was either Washington or New Hampshire.
Oh, my goodness.
Those are the only two states that are doing it.
Oh, my goodness.
As far as I know.
So you don't know which.
Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
So when you go there, if you go there, mind your manners.
That's true. Don't commit a crime. Don't. So this is called a cucamelon.
Cucamelon.
A cucamelon, or it's also called a mouse melon. They look like grape-sized watermelons, but they have a citrus flavor. Isn't that a fun word, cucamelon?
It is.
Plenty of people enjoy eating watermelon, but have you ever tried a cucamelon?
Never heard of one.
Well, cucamelons or mouse melons sound like they would be related to watermelons and certainly look like a tiny grape-sized version of a watermelon. Isn't that? That'd be really cute to see. They resemble cucumbers inside, and they taste kind of citrusy. They're from Mexico and Central America, and they can be eaten in a salad, they can be in a salsa, and they can be pickled. Now, I don't know if you can find a cucamelon here.
I wanna try one.
I would love to try one. I would like to see a cucamelon.
Yeah.
A little tiny watermelon.
I have to come up with a new name for my favorite sandwich.
Your favorite sandwich, which we need to tell everyone, is peanut butter and mayo.
Mm-hmm.
On, doesn't matter if it's white or wheat.
The United States Department of Agriculture says the official definition of a sandwich is at least 35% cooked meat and no more than 50% bread.
No. No. Whoever wrote that doesn't even know anything about sandwiches. No. Come on. A sandwich is not like that. And that just rules out peanut butter and jelly altogether, even if it's peanut butter and mayo.
I know.
That rules out everything. Meat? It has to be meat?
Yeah, apparently.
What about egg salad? Well, my voice went way high. That's just very narrow thinking.
Isn't it?
Person.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Very narrow thinking and did not have a culinary imagination at all. Just, that was it.
And if you haven't ever tried peanut butter and mayonnaise, give it a go. It's good.
So I know that there are submarine sandwiches, hoagies, grinders, whatever you call them, which I don't eat because it's just too much bread. It's a lot of bread. But you get the Italian.
I love Italian.
That's got, let's say it's got ham, and I might be wrong with the meat, but let's say it's got ham, salami, bologna, jerky, whatever, layers of meat. When you eat that, all of that, when you take your first bite, can you really get a distinction of the separate meat that's in there, or is it all one big meat that you don't eat?
Can you tell it's ham, or can you not?
Yeah. Like, if the ham is missing, do you really know? If it's all those meats,
it might be spam,
the bologna,
and you just don't know it.
Do you know the bologna's not there? I mean, I would imagine you would know the salami's not there. But if you closed your eyes and you ate a sandwich layered with all that meat.
Somebody write it in, tell us. Please.
Really? Why?
We are dying to know.
We can't tell all that meat is there. Can you imagine the cholesterol in one of those things?
No, I don't even want to think about it.
Okay.
Sunflowers. Sunflowers can help clean radioactive soil. Japan is using this to rehabilitate Fukushima. Almost 10,000 packets of sunflower seeds have been sold to the people of the city.
Wow. Have you been to a sunflower farm?
No.
I'm going to look this up. There's a sunflower farm. I think it's in Connecticut.
I've seen fields of them.
We stumbled on this place years ago. It's in Orange, Connecticut.
Okay.
And we were just driving and we saw all this yellow, just so much yellow, and obviously it was a sunflower farm. We went on a little tractor, and they took us on a trip through sunflowers. It was amazing. They sell the sunflower in bunches, and all the money that they raise goes to, oh dear, I want to say it's the Jimmy Fund. They don't keep any money from their sunflower sales.
Then how do they propagate?
I think they did it just for just for this particular weekend.
Oh.
It's awesome. They have an ice cream place there.
Ooh. Sunflower ice cream.
And it is in Orange, Connecticut. It's called Sunflower Farm.
I have birds following me everywhere. I can't. So many birds. There's one out here on the little thing. There was a redbird cardinal sitting on a post at my house before I drove off. Chickadees will eat out of my hand.
No.
Yes, they will.
How do you do that?
It takes a while. You've got to practice being very still and holding your hand out with seeds in it.
How many years does it take you to get that to
happen? No, it won't take years. It takes maybe a couple of weeks.
So you go outside and you put, what kind of seed?
Wild bird seed.
Just wild bird seed.
Yep.
The inexpensive
sunflower
kind of
seeds
in a bag.
Are the best.
And you just hold them out in your hand and you stand there?
Yeah.
For how long?
For however long it takes for the birds
this
to come.
This sounds like a Survivor challenge on the show Survivor.
It is the coolest thing because their little tiny feet are so cool. They're so cute. And the wings when they're coming at you.
Seriously, how long do you stand there?
I don't know.
Minutes? An hour? Half an hour?
Oh, no more than half an hour. You do it little bits and, you know, and then you go out maybe some other time and you do it again and make sure that there are seeds available for the birds if they don't want to gravitate to you.
Really?
Yeah.
And they just land there on your hand?
Yeah.
I've been to, not a butterfly farm, which that's cool too. But
there's one in Deerfield.
Yes, it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to, I think it was maybe was at Universal, one of the parks, where you go into this,
sure.
Yeah. And all the birds and those. And there are parrots, they're little birds, and you have a little cup of this liquid and you hold it and they all come and sit on you and drink out of there are parakeets and I think there are other types of birds and they just come all over. They stand on your head and your shoulders and they drink out of the little cup.
What is the name of that bird? I can see it. I can see them.
Part of our brains have fallen asleep.
They have snored.
They're.
We need to take a break.
Oh, yes!
Where are they?
89.7 WTBR-FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal. Opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at Greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's evcohypnosis.com.
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
It's a whole new way of life. Well, let's hear it.
Eatsa Pizza is back. Join PCTV and WTBR for the biggest and tastiest pizza event around May 23rd at Berkshire Hills Country Club on Benedict Road in Pittsfield. Enjoy pizza from Pizza Trails, Dalton, HD Pizza, The Locker Room, and much more, and decide who will win the People's Choice Award. Mm-hmm. Eats a pizza at Berkshire Hills Country Club on May 23rd, which
Today, whoa.
Last week.
We didn't need to read that anymore,
Rewind
did
it
we? Just remember, next year they'll probably do another
they probably
one.
Will. So, we already know then who won.
So
last week, they had this event at Berkshire Hills Country Club Eats a Pizza, and they wanted to decide whose pizza was the best pizza. And please email us. Let us know if you know who won the best pizza so we can go there and have pizza.
And we may know about it in a week or two.
It may be a week or two. But hopefully that was a fun event. Hopefully
I'm sure it was.
So I have to tell you, I just got a text message from one of our wonderful, wonderful fans.
Oh, wonderful.
Patty. She says, so obviously you all know we record this on Thursday morning, we're also on the radio with our pre-recorded show on Thursday morning at 8:30.
Uh-huh.
So Patty texts and says, your show was hysterical. So there are 3,108 days between the time that Jack Benny and his wife's death.
Wow.
Between their two deaths. We must have talked about Jack Benny. I don't know. Do you remember?
No. But that's okay.
If you don't count the day he died, it would be 3,107. She probably received a rose the day she died. So,
I remember
that. Yes, I remember that now.
Yes.
So I didn't subtract that day. 3,107 times, say, at about $5 per rose, that would total $15,535 that was spent on the roses.
Aww.
Thanks, Patty.
You're such a good person.
And she's good at math.
Did you go to sleep?
I didn't get that. I didn't get the math gene. Here we are, second half of our show. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
WTBR 89.7 FM radio. We are so excited to be here. We have lots of things to share with you. We have a true or false that we're going to ask you about.
As soon as I find it again.
As soon as she finds it again. It's about crocodiles, elephants, and spiders. And you get to choose which one is true
or false. There's only one true one.
False.
Crocodiles have no sweat glands, so they use their mouths to release heat. Elephants are the only animals that can't jump. And all spiders spin webs.
Elephant is the only animal that can't jump. And all spiders spin spider webs.
Mm-hmm.
Crocodiles have no sweat glands. One of those is
true.
Got it. All right. Onward we go to the things that we have to share with you every Thursday. We love talking about all of this stuff. If you have any ideas that you would like us to look up for you, or if you would like to be a guest on our show, you would be a co-host. You would be one of the three, or two of you could come together and be a guest on our show. We would enjoy that.
Oh, yes.
Email us at...
Oh, yes. Stuffing for us at gmail.com.
And we have a show that we're preparing, and it is going to be called Stuff/Password.
And it's coming to you the first week, maybe for you the second week, maybe the third of June.
And our guests on Password will be people right here from the station.
Yeah, the guy that runs it all.
We're so excited to have them here. So we are hoping that this will go over really, really well and maybe someday even become a TV show on Pittsfield Community TV. Hello, Bev, are you there?
Hi.
She doesn't really want to go on TV, but who knows? We're going to try.
Okay.
So I have some more information that I would like to share.
Go ahead.
Walt Disney World would fit inside Canada. Ready for this? 81,975 times.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Walt Disney World is a big place, but Canada is way, way bigger. In fact, the nation up north is so massive which it's 3.85 million square miles to be exact. I didn't know Canada was
How
all that
many
big.
Million?
3.85 million square miles to be exact. That is the second largest country in the world.
So we couldn't put every person on the earth into
no,
it.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Mm-mm. Coming after, well, who do you think is, which country do you think is the largest?
Asia?
Russia.
Rus.
6.6 million square miles in Russia. And before the United States, 3.79 million square miles. So...
But what's the population of the U.S.
doesn't say
compared to Russia?
Well, I don't know. Russia has a lot of unpopulated
area. Yeah.
That's why the beloved theme park could fit inside of Canada 81,975 times.
Wow.
Do we care?
No. Not really. This I care about because I thought it was funny. The NYPD had a police officer follow Andre the Giant whenever he went out drinking. This was to make sure he didn't get drunk and fall on anyone.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be good. You know, my husband... And I have to say, this morning I called him when I was on my way here to remind him of something that I wanted him to do today. Well, and as he was talking to me on the phone, I could hear our show in the background.
Uh-huh.
So again, Mark was listening.
I love it. I
to
love
To our show.
It. I love it.
And so he, like I said before, he tears out some stuff from the American Legion magazine. And I feel that I'm obligated
in a way
to share some of these things. Sometimes American Legion magazine jokes are not really 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 funny.
Yeah.
But he doesn't choose the jokes. He just tears out the page.
Gotcha.
So I'll just grab a joke. I have not read these.
Okay.
So this is dunking into the barrel, just grabbing a fish.
All right.
Aladdin has been banned from the magic carpet race. Apparently, he's been using performance-enhancing rugs.
Oh.
Let's just try another one.
That's like a dad joke.
Children have a great deal of willpower and even more won't power.
That's so true.
It is true.
It's not a joke.
It's a true fact. How about this? A boy was taken to the dentist where it was discovered he had a cavity that he needed filled. Young man, the dentist asked, what kind of filling would you like for that tooth? The boy thought for a moment and then replied, chocolate, please. Well, that's a strange question. Do you?
That's kind of cute, though.
But did you ever have a dentist ask you what kind of filling you'd like for your tooth?
Nope. Not a single one.
No. And I know in our lifetime we had silver fillings.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have tooth colored.
They used to do mercury too.
Oh yeah. And then now they have the tooth colored fillings, which are so much nicer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's mercury. Yeah, not good.
Kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm depressed.
All right. Both Motel 6 and Super 8 get their names from the original prices of the rooms. Motel 6 started at $6 in 1962 and Super 8 at $8.88 in 1974.
Wow, that's how much? $8 and $6 for a night?
That's 50 years ago.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that. that far. My God.
Because my son was born in 74, and I'm thinking Super 8 was, wow.
I wonder why they didn't change the name as the prices went up. They would have to change their signs, their business cards, their logos, their advertising
Everything.
On television, their marketing, all their marketing. It would be really cool if they had a special. If you booked a room during a certain period of time, you would get the original rate. For that week.
Oh,
wouldn't that be a cool promotion?
Oh, man, they would have so many people.
So if they changed the name according to the price, maybe it would be 108 or 106. That's still kind of low.
Yeah.
But it's a motel. So it could be that low.
I keep forgetting. I've got to make a reservation for this weekend.
You need to make a reservation for this weekend. You need to.
Yes.
Do you want to do that now?
No.
Okay. Hey, a kangaroo mouse never needs to drink water. A kangaroo mouse. So despite being named after an Australian animal, the kangaroo mouse lives in the Nevada desert, and since it resides in such a dry area, it's learned to adapt by getting all of its hydration via the seeds that it eats. This means that the kangaroo mouse never drinks water.
Wow.
Never.
Never takes a bath.
Never. No water.
Holy moly.
That's great. That's a very crazy thing that they're getting water from a seed.
I know.
That's a lot of seeds.
Yeah, it would have to be.
Yeah.
Or they're either really big seeds.
Maybe. I've never even heard of a kangaroo mouse.
This kind of bothers me a little bit.
Oh.
Russia has the most man-made satellites in orbit with 1,324. There is a total of 2,271, so that places the U.S. in second place at 658.
Why does that trouble you?
That they have that many.
Mm-hmm. But you know what they don't have? Batteries. So. Yep. We've got all the batteries. Oh, I lost her.
You.
Oh. Hey, cats are smarter than dogs. You couldn't get 8 cats to pull a sled through the snow.
I have heard that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
That's a good one. All right. There we go. 1 out of 3 ain't bad, or 4. I've got 4. 1 out of 4 ain't bad on the American Legion page.
Oh, God. Italy. The wonderful, wonderful place. Italy built an entire courthouse to prosecute the mafia. They charged 474 members in a trial that lasted from 1986 to 1992. To date, it was the biggest trial in the world.
Who makes decisions like that?
I don't know.
That's just crazy.
She's Italian.
Uh-huh.
So that's one of the reasons I added it. I wanted to see what her reaction would be, and she didn't disappoint.
I just think it's crazy the things that we do for things like that.
Uh-huh.
For heaven's sakes, find a building that's big enough somewhere and have the trial in it and get it done.
Well, this one was a special building.
Yeah, very special. I wonder what that building is today.
If it's still there.
If it's still there.
Mm. I don't know which part of Italy it was in, but.
So, have you ever wanted to go to Antarctica?
No.
I haven't either.
It's cold.
I think so. And guess what? If you go to Antarctica?
Yeah.
If you're there for just a few months?
Yeah.
Guess what shrinks?
Oh, you want me to go on with the show now? You know wiggles through me. Oh, that's just too easy.
Well, hey, you know what? I don't know where your mind goes. But if you ever do take that trip to Antarctica, be sure you do as much socializing as you possibly can. You need to stimulate yourself in ways that will keep you very busy. This is the very serious thing, the New England Journal of Medicine. December 2019 explained that brain imaging in 8 polar expeditioners before and after 14 months of isolation showed that the volume of the hippocampal dentate gyrus,
which is located in what part of the body,
was lower. It's the brain. There are changes in the brain, according to the researchers, that they observe from these people And it's because of environmental monotony and prolonged isolation in Antarctica. It will shrink your brain.
Oh, I feel so much better. Okay, okay. There exists a plankton, dinoflagellates, which, if consumed, reverses your feeling of hot and cold, as well as hallucinations. Symptoms can last from weeks to years.
That can be dangerous.
Yeah,
very dangerous.
You go out in the winter and you're dying of the heat.
Yep, but then you don't realize you're cold, so you could be so cold that you could get frostbite lose a toe.
Mm-hmm. Or a foot.
Or a foot.
Or something.
Or a hand. I've got to reel this woman in. I just got a new tube of waterproof mascara yesterday. I gotta say, I needed a few things that I could run to the store to get.
Now?
No, the other day. Like, I needed the mascara. And you know, I need cotton balls or something like that. And I'm so lazy sometimes. I go to Amazon and I order them on Amazon and I get them the next day. How do they do that?
I don't know, but you're right. They are phenomenal as far as getting them to you.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And what's really crazy is I get this little tube of mascara in this giant bag that I could put my couch in.
I know.
And what am I do now with the bag? I'm not going to really use it to mail something. I have a question. Is that a recyclable thing? It's plastic, but it's paper, but is... What do you put it in if you'd like to recycle that bag? Hey, let us know. Email us at
stuffingforus@gmail.com. Yeah. I would put it in a recycling bin.
Which
and
one?
Let them figure it out.
Yeah? Do they really go through the bins or do they just throw it in a big thing and
crush
it up?
They got to go through the
bins.
That's
a lot of hours going through the bin. I wouldn't want to go through the bin because not everybody rinses things out. It's just, I don't know.
Pittsfield is bad as far as recycling goes.
Oh, I have a recycling bucket.
I know, but
I put out. What do they do with it? They bring a separate truck. I know that.
Yeah. I saw some article somewhere, and I don't know where, that they see on garbage days these big totes outside, but not too many recycling bins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We do it a lot in our neighborhood.
We do it at our house.
Yeah. I think some people do, some people don't.
Of course, we have a dog.
That eats plastic?
No.
What? What does having a dog have to do with this?
There's a lot of leftover food and stuff that we don't want to just, you know, throw out.
So they lick the containers clean?
No, they eat the food that we don't.
I'm talking about recycling.
I don't know.
Does the dog recycle?
All right, true or false?
No, it's not time.
It is.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It can't be.
I'm saying
it. Is it really time? No, it's not time. Is it time?
It will be when you stop saying that. But before I get there, this kind of get me. I had to look this one up.
It's my Kleenex. I'm trying to find my Kleenex. No, I've got one. Oh, God. I just had this picture of your dog chewing on a piece of Tupperware.
That's where my lids go.
Oh, my gosh.
When George Washington died,
yes,
Napoleon Bonaparte of France gave a personal eulogy and ordered a 10-day mourning period for France. And I read that and I said, were they alive at the same time?
What?
I had to look it up.
What?
And it's true.
It is true?
Yes.
That's crazy.
It is.
I don't even know what you said. Picture in your dog.
Okay. Crocodiles have no sweat glands. Mm. Elephants are not the only or are the only animals that can't jump, and spiders all spin webs.
I think crocodiles have no sweat glands is true.
What other animals do you know that can't jump? Actually, you're right.
Oh, I am right? Ding, 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 ding.
Because other animals, there are other animals like sloths. They can't jump.
Oh, I would love to have a sloth.
And not all spiders spin webs.
I was true.
You were true.
Crocodiles really scare me.
They open their mouths to engage in a behavior known as mouth gaping to cool down.
Or it's known as biting. Biting.
Did you ever meet a friendly crocodile and go?
This is Lynn.
And yeah.
See you next time.
The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.